Learn how to manage your energy and grow your capacity in 10 minutes a day. If you've ever heard me talk about energetic time management, it's the core skill that I teach all my clients. I created this over 10 years ago when I was in the middle of recovering from stage 4 cancer. I had to figure out how to work, how to parent, and take care of myself. And that's how ETM, or energetic time management, was born. And for a limited time, I'm going to be giving it away. Yep, you heard me correctly. I'm giving the actual skill and the step-by-step away to you. It's my ETM habit challenge. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/ETM, and use promo code podcast to get free access for a limited time.
When you're ready, a new perspective will always be there. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. All right, ladies, let's dive in. Today we have the words of wisdom from our community. And I wanted to actually read a message that came in through Instagram. So I'm not going to give away any names, but you know who you are, and I'm just going to read your message. I've separated after 23 years of marriage, mutually agreed on, and still so many emotions. We told our kids a week before COVID, before the shutdown, so we are all together. Not public knowledge yet. We own a small business together, which is currently closed due to the pandemic. Today I signed a rental lease for a new home. I can feel the peace I am choosing, but allowing myself grace for the tears too. Clearly no budget now, but I can always earn money. I need this for myself. I am finally choosing me. Heather, your podcast has given me gems. Gems that remind me I'm on the right path. Gems that I'm not being selfish. That by choosing me, I am taking action to be the best me possible. And it is fluid. And my teen girls are along for the ride. And damn, they are resilient. My word for the past year, perspective. And if I had the balls, and I'm going to change it to ovaries. If I had the ovaries, I'd get that tattooed on my arm. But for now, it's tattooed on my mind. I got this. Thank you for being you. You have made a huge impact and oh, so many more. Okay. This is amazing. So thank you for the words. And also just thank you for being you and having the courage to take the leap and to show up. And I wanted to just briefly talk about that. There's a lot of, oh man, I don't know if you're sick of the word uncertainty or scarcity or fear. And it's a beautiful thing, the perspective that we all can have and all share. That quote, I think I've used it on previous podcasts around, we are all in the same storm, but we're not in the same boat. And this is very true, right? Everyone's experience of what is going on right now is very, very different. But we also have to remember that, you know, some people are choosing to stay in that boat, and some people do not get a choice to actually leave that boat. And when we're judging other people's experience, our ego is getting involved, and we're not considering the whole picture. And ultimately, this is what I say as a coach as well. I can guide you. I can show you. I can ask the deeper questions, but you have to be willing to take that brave, courageous, uncomfortable action. So thank you so much for your words today. And yeah, just a few words of wisdom from the community. So if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, you can either message me on Instagram. So you can find me at Heather Chauvin. And I think there's like an underscore at the end of it. But if you find it, I have around 9,000 followers or so. There's actually another Instagram profile out there that is not me. But yeah, it's legit. If you go find me, I'm around 9,000 followers by the time I'm recording this. I think the other one only has a few. So just make sure you're tagging the right person or messaging. But you can message me at Heather Chauvin on Instagram. Or if you want to send me your story, like, I would love to know what's coming up for you during this time. Is it positive perspective, negative perspective? Like, are the creative juices brewing for you? Are you having a lot of aha moments around wounds and, you know, the changes that you're going to make? Send them to podcast, podcast at Heather Chauvin. Last name is spelled chauvin.com. I would love to read them, and you are welcome. Just to share, be heard. I love, you know, the more I'm diving into writing, I just love reading. I love connection. I love sharing voice with other women, and also for those of you that are a part of the community. So always know that you are not alone, and we do have choice. And yes, maybe we don't have choices about certain situations, but as this beautiful woman said, her word for the year is perspective. And we can always change our perspective. And when we change our perspective, we see things very differently. So thank you, thank you. See you on Friday.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.